It is Sunday, June 8th, 2014. I'm Kyle Kelms. With me is Becca Martin Brown, features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.
And I'm very excited.
Good. You want to share this excitement with us?
No.
That's the show, folks.
Yep, that's it.
What do you got?
No, what am I excited to talk about?
You often like to talk about theater.
I do, and this is a great theater preview.
Ding, ding, ding. Okay.
This is awesome. If you've never seen Wait Until Dark, which was a movie with Audrey Hepburn.
Yes. I saw it as a kid, and it scared the living out of me.
Well, as a play, it will still scare that out of you. If you live alone, you might want to go buy a baseball bat and then go see the Rogers Little Theater production. It's about a blind girl who is being played by Jordan Scott, who is Judy Scott's granddaughter. How cool is that?
Pretty cool.
The blind woman finds out that not everyone she thinks is a friend is a friend.
And this has been set up through an innocent sort of set of incidents.
Yes.
A doll has been brought into the house that she doesn't know
anything about.
Right.
And she ends up finding out you really can't trust
anybody.
Anybody. This is on stage this weekend and next at Rogers Little Theater, 2 o'clock today and again starting Thursday. And much, well, not much, but portions of the show will be done in the dark.
I was about to ask if, because in the film, I've never seen this produced on stage, in the film, there are parts where the screen just goes black because you're now experiencing what Audrey Hepburn's character was experiencing.
Exactly.
So are we giving something away if we tell the audience that?
That you will see it from her perspective more than one time.
Fun.
Tickets.
How dark can it get in there?
Pretty dark.
Okay.
Because there aren't any exterior windows in RLT.
Yeah, that's right. Okay.
It should be fun. Tickets are $17 to $48. Of course, the $48 includes dinner at 631-8988. Now, if you want to laugh, you know that Ken Ludwig is funny as a playwright.
Over the top, sort of broad, funny.
And there is a show called Leading Ladies that
in
involves men in drag.
Yeah.
How could that be funnier? These two guys who were down on the luck English actors on what they call the Moose Lodge circuit find out that this very rich old woman is waiting for her niece and two nephews to show up so she can give them all her money.
Well,
how convenient.
Yes.
So they go in pretending to be them, except that the nephews aren't Max and Steve, they're Maxine and Stephanie, and hilarity, of course, ensues.
Yes.
2 o'clock today at Fort Smith Little Theater, and again starting Wednesday through next weekend. Tickets are $10.
And I don't mean it as an insult, but it's broad comedy.
Yes.
It's big and
funny.
Yes.
You don't have to think about whether you're supposed to laugh.
Right.
And then the one I'm really excited about is seeing Jamie McGaugh's Beside Myself as a fully realized play.
I have, you know, we did a series of stories on this play as it was going through workshop, and I've seen it. And then I went to the
George's.
The reading, kind of more than just a reading, but still pretty
much
a reading.
But still script in hand.
Yeah. And so I'm very anxious about this, too.
Of course, I remember Jamie, I'm going to date myself. The first play I saw in Arkansas, he was a senior in high school playing the lead in Godspell at Bentonville High School. And he was amazing then.
I remember seeing him in The Boys Next Door
on
the university.
And
I remember,
with Rosenauer?
Yes.
Yes.
And I remember thinking, and I didn't know who this guy was, but I was thinking, this guy's got talent. He was just amazing. And so now he's a playwright. He's not in this play.
No, he went off, became an equity actor in New York, came home, started working on this script because he had started a band in New York. He had songs he hadn't used. He had stories he wanted to tell. And it became this show. It stars Jim Goza, who is also amazing.
Of course. That's a perfect.
Isn't it?
So he's in the lead role?
Yes, he's in the lead role, playing essentially Jamie's character.
Right, but an exaggerated Jamie's. Tuned it up a little
bit.
Yeah.
And coincidentally, their birthdays are one day apart in June, which is funny. One day in several years. The show includes a lot of rock and roll. It is the first time the Arkansas New Play Festival has done a fully staged show. It's always script in hand readings.
Right.
And the rest of the shows will be script in hand readings. So you've got a choice of Beside Myself, 7 o'clock Thursday, 8 o'clock Saturday, and 2 o'clock next Sunday.
Is this at Nadine Baum?
This is at Nadine Baum. Tickets are $10 to $18, or you can buy a $35 pass for the entire festival, which includes Just Like Us by Karen Zacharias, which is based on Helen Thorpe's bestseller.
Yes.
It's at 6 o'clock Friday. Dis Farmer by Werner Trashman, which I've also seen as a staged reading before.
Yeah.
About an eccentric 1940s Arkansas photographer.
Real life. This
great show.
He really lived, yes.
Great show. 8 o'clock Friday. And What God Hath Wrought by John Walsh. It's about a customer service super agent who can handle any request. But when a mysterious Morse code message comes in from 1857, she might have met her match. That's at 4 o'clock Saturday, plus the Young Playwright Showcase at 1 o'clock Saturday, plus the 24-hour playoff at 6 o'clock Sunday, and you can get all that for $35.
And if only there was some way that you could get a taste of these at a free preview at, say, a public library before.
Wouldn't that be cool?
Maybe we'll do one Wednesday night at the Fayetteville Public Library.
What time might you do that?
Well, that you caught me there. It's in the evening.
Okay.
Before the end of the show, I'll look that up. I'll look on my schedule and see when I'm going to be
there. Oh,
good.
Let people know. Okay, if you're looking for something to do this afternoon, the Mountain Street stage with Hogtown Hot Club at 2 o'clock at the library.
They're fantastic.
If you are not at these free Sunday concerts, where are you and why aren't you there? Mm-hmm. They're cool. They're awesome. They're free. I saw Isaiah's All-Stars last Sunday with my daughter.
Yeah, and it's a time because usually if you're going to see Isaiah, he doesn't start till 10 or so at George's, mm-hmm. and you might not be able to take your kids or you might not be able to stay awake. So this is free.
This is awesome.
And they play very well in there.
Oh, yeah. It's also Sidewalk Sunday at the Walmart Museum in Bentonville with fencing and balloon art.
Fencing like a foil?
One assumes. I don't know if they're going to poke the balloons or not.
Okay.
And Tales from the South is tonight at Main Stage on North Main in Eureka Springs with Paula Morrell. That's from 4 to 8 with a 6 o'clock showtime, and that's $25.
And that's a lot of fun if you go to one of those. Thank
you. And that's a lot of stuff.
That is. All good. Becca Martin Brown, features editor of Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.